Good evening. You're watching Public Media and One's English Language News broadcast Hungary Reports. I'm Orsolya Flum. Thanks for joining us. Wages in real terms rose by almost 5% in the first 4 months of the year, which means that the value of the wages has increased. This growth has been on for more than 2 years now. According to experts, this tendency can still proceed due to the upcoming pay rise for the law enforcement operatives, as well as the extra pay in the social sector. In addition, raise of the teachers' salaries will also go on from September.
Cables are being manufactured in this factory in Székesfehérvár. Majority of the workers get minimal wages, 105,000 forints, 340 euros per month. 11 euros more than last year's. The average income in Hungary rose in the last 4 months mainly due to the rise of the minimal wages. A year ago, the average income in Hungary was 232,400 forints per month. Now 241,600, 4% more. The hike in commodity wages was even more, almost 5%. According to the data provided by the Central Statistical Office, private enterprises gave 3.5% more to their employees than last year. Civil servants got a hike of 1.4%. The State Secretary of the Ministry of Economy said that this is mainly the result of the robust economic growth. This is a very good news. Its growth is now based on the effectiveness and not on the international creditors' money. So the income of the Hungarian households can grow continuously in the 28th month, the state secretary said. Good figures are reflected also in consumption. It also grows steadily. That's why analysts say that the household consumption can now be the engine of the economy. According to the survey made by the Századvég Institute, wages can hold on growing in the following months too. They also predict that the GDP growth will hold on in the next half year. And this means that the economic output of Hungary will increase with 3.4% owing to the domestic consumption and exports.
The Visegrad 4 countries reject the EU proposed mandatory quota system on migration issue. It was cleared at the Bratislava summit in Slovakia. The V4 framed a common position in which they recognize that Hungary is extremely affected by the illegal immigration problem, which causes a very special situation. Viktor Orbán promised that Hungary will protect its borders as well as the external borders of the EU.
Hungary does not allow people to commit crimes on its territory, so we will defend our borders and the borders of the European Union. We don't ask for help. If we get help, as this costs a lot of money, we will be grateful, but we will not ask for it, as this is the obligation of the Hungarian state to defend its borders.
Energy security, the Greek issue, and the problem of migration were the main topics of the meeting of the prime ministers of the Visegrad countries in Globsek, Bratislava. The most significant forum on security and foreign policy in Central Europe is held in the capital of Slovakia in the 10th time. Prime Minister of the Slovak Republic, Robert Fico, said that according to the common position of the V4, Greece should stay in the Eurozone, but not at any cost. To do so, Greece should comply the EU conditions. Viktor Orbán, Prime Minister of Hungary, was mainly asked about the development of the Hungarian economy and the situation of refugees. The Prime Minister of Slovakia was for the Hungarian standpoint at the forum. It is welcome that Viktor Orbán, Prime Minister of Hungary, announced zero tolerance against anti-Semitism, said Mihail Georgling, Director of the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in Budapest. Some days ago, when a leading Canadian businessman also said in Ottawa that the Hungarian government is accused of anti-Semitism unjustly.
In the framework of Hungary's chairmanship of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, the Embassy of Hungary to Canada, in partnership with the Hungarian Cultural Center in New York, presented a concert, Remembering Through Music. Upon this event, Mr. Peter Monk, leading businessman in Canada, held a speech. He emphasized that he, as a Jew, welcomes the event and that the Hungarian government is ready to restore the built heritage of the Hungarian Jewry. Though he admitted that there are prevailing voices in the United States that claim the Hungarian government anti-Semitic, this, he said, is not the truth.
That I think Mr. Orbán is as decent, as democratic and as freedom-loving a human being and the leader of a country that I can think of. Let's not forget, this is a guy of unparalleled courage. Who do we know today who stood up under Soviet arms in occupied Budapest and make a speech that thousands of people attended demanding that the Russian troops leave? Who is able to maneuver in a very xenophobic part of the world, in an area of the world where the rebels and people who don't like and are not satisfied with democracy and what their country offers them, find anti-Semitism as a very attractive way to do it? And Mr. Orban maneuvers in between the natural limitations imposed by the wonderful institution of democracy to stay in power, to steer Hungary, a difficult country, to the path of democracy, yet...
Mihály Gergely, director of the OSCE's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, and Rabbi Andrew Baker, personal representative of the OSCE, chairperson in office, on combating anti-Semitism, spoke at a press conference in Budapest. They welcomed the Hungarian government's zero-tolerance policy against anti-Semitism and emphasized that in spite of the growing popularity of the far-right Jobbik party, there are positive signs in the life of the Hungarian Jews. The government cooperates with local and international Jewish organizations, and there is a Jewish cultural revival in the country.
And now a piece of news from Eastern Africa. Hospital is being built with Hungarian support in Uganda. The Hungarian civil organization think that the international development can help reduce the migratory pressure.
A young doctor of the mission crew said that they have a dual mission in Uganda, to treat the patients and to teach them how to prevent the infections. The real help will be if we can teach them health-conscious behavior, he said. The last mission spent 4 weeks in Uganda this spring. They treated approximately 2,000 patients, half of them were children, the other half mainly women. The other aim of the mission, to give the Hungarian doctors field experience of illnesses practically unknown in the last decades in Europe that now can reoccur. Migrants now hit the roads of Africa to Europe in huge numbers, and the European doctors have to be prepared for that. Missions like this are ideal ways for the preparations, said the Goodwill Ambassador of the African-Hungarian Union. The NGO also provides doctors with medicaments and medical equipment that they distribute in Uganda. They also plan to build a health center in the African country. The hospital will open next year.
And now let's look behind the scenes. It's only 2 days more and Miss World Hungary will turn out. The 16 girls have spent today on the base of the public media, so it was worth keeping your eyes peeled. The viewers of Duna Channel could also see the contestants today. The Miss World Hungary final will be broadcast on Duna Channel on Sunday. The winner will represent Hungary at the Miss World final in China.
The studio is being built for the Miss World Hungary final, being broadcast on Sunday night. The finalists are practicing the choreography with excitement. They are standing on the stage first. The contestants have been supported by several experts. Robert Kate coaches stage movement. The 16 finalists have been preparing for the Sunday final very hard for weeks. Edina Kulcsár, the winner of the last year, also took part in the rehearsal. Edina is scoring the girls this year as she is one of the jury women, together with Barbara Lieber, fashion designer, whose collection will be worn by the queen candidates on stage. I try to disregard all kinds of viewpoints in a case like this. We are more in the jury because each of us rates those values which she or he is best at. Obviously, what matters so much to me is how the girls wear their dresses, says a member of the jury. The jury of 16 members and the viewers will decide who Miss World Hungary will be. The organizers are preparing a show for Sunday with several surprise guests and extraordinary performances this year. We are trying to make extra spectacular shows on stage that the audience has never seen before, says the producer. This is the first time that public media has broadcast beauty contests since 2007. The final will be on air live on Duna Channel on Sunday night.
That's all for now from Public Media and One's English language news broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow night at around the same time. My colleague Hoi Naka will be waiting. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.